We're up to Perek Vav Pasik. We know that Rashi. I actually spent time trying to figure out that Rashi yesterday. I didn't make much progress. Let's just run over very quickly. Pasik Zayin. Me'anolim goya nafshi hema kidvei lachmi. This that was detestable to my neshama in the past. Me'ana means what I refused. Lingoya, to come in contact. Nafshi, lingoya, we do in reverse. This that was detestable to my neshama to come in contact with. Hema now, kidvei lachmi, have now become, according to the mitzudos, has now become the illness of my basar. Okay, the mitzudos takes the word lachmi and transforms it into a euphemism for a code for basar. As Rabbi Michal said, very good. He said, atzmi, what was the pasuk he said? Ach atzmi ubesori ata. But Kim Halecha Mashohu Ochel. Yosef said to Paro, to Eshes by Tifar, that I'm not allowed to have anything to do with you. I told you when my boss said I just wanted to connect it to the boss. Yeah, but Yosef said to Eshes by Tifar that
I am. Say anything. It says he was in charge of everything.
In charge of everything except for Kim Halecha Mashohu Ochel, and there Lechem refers to his wife. Why is the wife called Lechem? Because lechem really means basar. Why is basar called a wife? V'davak bi'ishtoi v'hayu levasar echad. So you see the combination of these psukim, you see that indeed there is a connection between lechem and basar, and that is what it says here according to the mitzvot. Rashi, read Rashi very quickly one more time. Rashi pasuk zayin on lingoy nafshi kolam harbe li yesh lutza ki dvarim shayse nafshi mima inetz v'katsa lingoy b'chem hema kidvei lachmi hema li ata nichonim l'mashmesh b'chem kimapos shulchani. Rashi in his first interpretation translates this to mean to a mapa. Refers to a tablecloth, just like the tablecloth is always in front of me, so too these negayim, these boils, are always in front of me. Then Rashi goes on to say another pshat. Inyan acher, jump down two lines. Kimapos shemesanim b'chemes satavshul. I still don't know really the deeper meaning of this interpretation. It just means some type of strainer. That just like that the word kidvei is a strainer of my bread. That when you have a certain type of food and you want to extract the juice, so you want to extract the food, so you go through the strainer. I guess what he means to say is that it's very common. It's something which is always present. It's always available in the kitchen, and things which were detestable to me now become a way of life. Just like a person needs to eat three times a day, in ancient times it was common to strain your food through some type of cloth, which is it's a common item in the home. So too, my afflictions are in front of me at all points of time. Okay, that is, then he has a third interpretation. He jumps down the targ lishnachrina hema kimabate macholi, that I have things that I look at. He wants to translate kidvei to mean to gaze. Okay, third translation, things that I gaze at. Food, you always look at food. These things, these boils, pus, and the boils which were detestable to me in the good old days when I was healthy, now are something which I always have to stare at and look at. Kimabat. Hema kimabate macholi, things that I stare at. Kolayma ghastly bilistakal bohem birima. It's disgusting for me to look at the worms that come out of the boils on my body. Kashani mistakel b'macholi, I look at these disgusting things, the worms that come out of the boils, just like I gaze and I look at my furloshan mishnah. The word kidvei means to look at. We find in the mishnah. Umasku kidavu b'mesechta Shabbos, somehow over there it means you stare at something, you look intensely. So sach hakol, we have, I think, in total four interpretations for the word kidvei just between the mitzudos and Rashi, not going into all the other elaborate mefarshim. You have an Ibn Ezra, you have a Malbim, and you have Ralbag, and then you have a Ramban, which we don't have on the page here, and then you have what other classic? Then there is also the Talmidim. There's a Sefer that has the Talmidim of Rashi. Rashi had some Talmidim. They have three more Perushim, which seem to come from the Rishonim, that elaborate on meanings, different meanings of the Psukim. And then you have also the Targum. But not even going there to all of those extra Mefarshim, just between the Mitzudos and Rashi, we have four translations for the word Kidvei. Either means like the illness, the sickness, dava, the flowing of pus and pain and the mucus. That's the Mitsudos' interpretation. And then we have three other interpretations of Rashi. It means like the tablecloth, the strainer in my home, or the things that I stare at, to gaze at. I look at my bread, that's what I have to look at. I have to look at these disgusting things.
The reason there's so many different interpretations,
yeah,
is nobody is sure what the shorash of this word is. Does the cup belong to the shorash, or does it not?
Okay, exactly, right, exactly. It's a very difficult word to translate. Now we come to a new theme. Pasuk Ches begins a new theme, a new few psukim, which are very different, which we did not yet, this idea was not presented until now. Where Eov is asking HaKadosh Baruch Hu to die. This is a very controversial thing, especially in today's time, today's day and age. At what point in time is a person allowed to be mispalel to Hashem that he dies? At what point in time are other people, family members, caretakers, allowed to be mispalel to Hashem that the suffering should come to an end? Here, Pasuk Ches, Eov, until now, Pasuk, when Eov first complained, this was the second response. His first response, there was no mention whatsoever of death, his desire to die. He was suffering, and he was complaining, and he was coming seemingly to deny the Hashkacha Pratis, but he didn't ask Hashem to take his life. It's at a point where I can no longer survive. Here he says, enough is enough, I want to die. Mi yitein, if only, tavo she'elasi, if only my request, like nafshi b'she'elasi v'yami b'vakoshasi, my request, if only my request would come before Hashem. What is the request? From the context, it's clear his request that he should die.
It's also a play on the word she'olah.
Sheol, the grave.
The grave.
Okay, that's a good point. Tavo she'ela si, if only my request would come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he would take my life. Now the problem...
My request should be to be cured.
Okay, so we're going to see... Excellent question, because we're going to see that in the next few psukim, we have to get there, Eov says that I'm at a point where it's impossible, al derech ha'teva, for me to recover. Okay, that all of the doctors have said that there's no way I'll be there. You're going to die. There's no refuah for such a makkah. If a person loses his limbs, they're not going to grow back. If his skin has decayed, his bones have decayed, they're not going to be restored unless it's a miracle, which indeed at the end of the Sefer it seems to indicate that he did go through miracles where he did, his body was restored. But al pi derech ha'teva, there's no expectation that he can live, and that's going to be part of his criticism to his friends. He told his friends that the words that you're giving me are words of hevel because there's no hope. If a person has hope, he can get better, it's just a matter of suffering it out, okay, then maybe I'll be willing to deal with it. But I'm not going to get better, so there's no reason for me to suffer. Okay, let's see that in a few moments. So right now he says, Mitein tavo she'elasi, if only my she'ela, my request would come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'sikvasi, my yearning, yitein eloka, if Hashem would grant my hope. My hope that I die. Eov did not want to take his own life. Even though we find in Tanakh that people did take their own lives. Shaul took his own life. When he saw that the Pelishtim were coming upon him, he fell on his sword. Shaul committed suicide. He was unsuccessful. His body was still shaking, and he asked the Amaleki, I didn't succeed. I tried to kill myself. I fell on my sword. I'm still alive. Do me the favor and put an end to my life, because if the Pelishtim will capture me, they will torture me. And that is worse. So we do find such a makar, such a thing, that a person is allowed even to take his own life under in extreme circumstances. But here, Eov is not yet at that point where he's willing to take his own life. He's hoping that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should take his life from him. Now this is problematic, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, Satan, in Perek Beis, listen, I'm giving you rishus to afflict Eov, ach nafsho shemar. But there's one condition, make sure he does not die. That was the condition that the Satan was told, the condition Hashem gave the Satan. You can afflict him, but he has to still live. Here, Eve is at the point where he wants to die. Perhaps if he would be mispalem, Hashem would grant his request, then the Satan would have violated his oath, his mission. Okay, he's come, yeah.
The word tikvah, hope,
yes,
isn't it always in the connotation, hope, in a positive sense, I hope,
In will we see here or not?
You speak of hope.
Okay, it's a good point, but seemingly not. From this pasuk, we see on a very simple level. So maybe in this instance, it's a good thing. Eve is saying, why? What? Maybe you're right. Maybe tikva is only used in the context of positive. So this is a positive development. For him to die, to put an end, take out of his misery, that's something that's positive. That's not a negative thing, so at least not from his perspective. Possibly. Okay, let's now one more pasuk. Pasuk test, two more tupsim together. V'yoyel eloka, may Hashem want. Like v'yoyel ho'ish, Moshe Rabbeinu wanted. Yisro asked Moshe, will you marry my daughter Tzipora? Vayoel, so the pasuk there says, Vayoel, he wanted. Moshe Rabbeinu was willing.
Consented.
So here it's the same. What? What? Vayoel? Here it says, it's the same Sharish. It's the same Sharish. Vayoel Elokai, may it be that Hashem is willing to grant my request. He's repeating himself in many words. What?
Moshe.
He prayed? I'm not sure. I don't know. Maybe. Here he's praying to Hashem, that Hashem should take his life. Vayoel Eloka vidak eini, to crush me. Now, meaning that may Hashem crush me completely. Hashem has crushed me partially. The partial crushing has brought upon me torture. I'm in a state of limbo. I'm not dead, but I'm not really alive. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu will want, then Vidak Eini, he will crush me completely, and I will perish. My neshama will depart. Yater Yado, may Hashem open up his hand, Vivatz Eini. The word Betza means Hashlama. In this context, it means finish me off already. Split me, finish off the job. Don't leave me in a state of limbo where I'm ill, I'm suffering, but I'm still alive. May Hashem open his hand and release the full dosage of the poison, the full dosage of suffering, so that quickly, Vivatzeni, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will finish off my body, and my neshama will depart, and I will finally be at a state of minucha. Let's look at the Mitzudo Stavit Pasuk Ches and Pasuk Tes. The Mitzudo Stavit Pasuk says, Mi Yiten Lezos Halavai. With regard to this, may it only be Tovo Shelasi, may Hashem, my request, may it come before Hashem. V'yitin Eloka Hadavar Shani Choyshek Umikavela, and grant me the thing which I yearn and desire for, which is in this context my death. V'yoel V'yiratze Eloka, may Hashem want, may it be Hashem's will. V'yidakeo Simin, may Hashem crush me, polarize me from this world. V'yiftach Yado, may Hashem open up his hand to release punishment. So we're translating the word open up his hand to mean that Hashem has in his hand punishment. Hashem has in his hand a source of suffering. Hashem has only opened up his hand partially. So a small amount of the suffering has come upon me, but I'm still alive. If Hashem will open up his hand and release the full dosage of suffering, then I will die. Before we go further, there's another interpretation, which means Hashem is holding me back. Really, I'm at a point where p'derech hatev, I should die. I should die already. But the reason why I'm still alive is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is holding me in this world. He's holding my neshama here because that was the condition Hashem made with the Satan. You torture him, but we'll still keep him alive. Hashem, open your hand, release me. Let my neshama naturally ascend to Shemayim. I'm being kept alive through medical science, through modern medicine. Let's get rid of the modern medicine, and Mimela, naturally, when you'll release me from all of these contraptions and machines and tubes and forms of medicine, then naturally my neshama will ascend to Shemayim. So you can take the word Yitin Eloka to mean the word Yater Yado in two different ways. The Mitzudos clearly learns it meaning that Hashem should release upon me a full dosage of poison, and that will cause me to die. The other interpretation is naturally, I already would have died a long time ago. It's only because Hashem is holding me in this world. Let go of me and let my neshama ascend. I think we're more familiar. I think most of us, at least when I read the pasuk, I felt more comfortable with the second interpretation. That naturally, I would die. I would have died a long time ago. I think we relate to this much more in this world, modern world, where people would have died long, long ago, if not for the intervention of modern medicine, which keeps them alive, but it's only an artificial form of life. When you let go of these artificial means of life, then mimela, the neshama goes. So yatir yada, what?
It basically supports this.
Yeah. Hashem is administering an artificial support system to keep me alive temporarily. And he's begging Hashem, let go. Let go. It's like as if Eve is living in the 21st century. They have hooked up to every modern gizmo, and he's saying, enough, pull the plug. Yata yata, pull the plug, my neshama will ascend to Shemayim. Yata yata vivatzeh. Let's see again the mitzvahs, but that's again, that's not how the mitzvahs learns. Yata yata, v'yol v'yita l'kai, v'yadakei min oylam, v'yivtach yata l'hakos b'yad yashlam es imechayay. May Hashem open up His hand, for what purpose? L'hakos fi. Open your hand and release the poison. Afflict me completely. Ad yashlim es yimei chayai. So vivatzeni means hashlama, my days will come to, will be complete, my life will be over. If you look at the Mitzudos Tzia in how he translates the word vivatzeni, inin hashlama, completeness. Kimo v'yodav tivatzena, his hands will finish him off. So let's see Rashi. Rashi, these two second pasuk, chesn pasuk tes. Rashi pasuk tes v'yoyel v'yirtz mi Hashem be willing v'idakeni loshen misa, to crush. In this context, it means to bring about my death. Rashi very clearly, see, if not for this Rashi, you would not necessarily know what exactly is Eve praying for. Rashi, and I'm sure you'll find Rishonim, you'll find the Farshim that will tell you, no, Eve was a tzaddik. Eve did not, was not calling for a kvorkin. He was not calling for assisted suicide here. That's not what he was doing. How could you say such a thing? In fact, many Farshim are very critical of Eve. This is one of the most critical psukim where Chazal criticized Eve the most, that to ask Hashem to take your life borders on blasphemy. If it's not actually, because the greatest bracha that our Kadosh Baruch Hu grants a human being is life itself. We have no understanding why, what the bracha is, but the fact that we're alive, even if you're alive in a state of doing nothing, yeah?
I remember learning there is a Ron,
yeah,
in the Durham, about them. And the Ron says, and I have it in front of me, that there are times you're allowed to ask rachman on a sick person and he should die.
Correct. Correct.
Which is a pella, right?
Well, no, it's not a pella. And you're not allowed to judge a person. That's the person is suffering, it's for his best. There is a... You're right, that's what the Ron says. And I think Rav Moshe also talks about this. There's a lot of tshuvas Rav Moshe of when you're allowed to be mispalled that a person should die. Not that we believe our tefillos necessarily are accepted, but it's psychologically, you know, it's an outlet for a family member.
Yeah,
that
the
suffering should come to an end. But al pi derech hateva, the only way the suffering will come to an end will be through death. And he should die. The only way the suffering will come to an end is through death. Okay, I don't know this. It's heavy duty stuff. So it's not necessarily wrong. On the other hand, there's something called chaye shah. If a person can be alive for a few moments, we don't know. We don't know what that does for the neshama. The purpose of coming into this world is to live. It's not necessarily to sit in kollel and have a good life. It's just to be alive and to recognize that there is a creator and I'm here in this world. Just that moment, that observation, that awareness itself is nitzchius.
There was a famous psychologist, his name was Bruno Bettelheimer.
Yeah.
He survived the Holocaust.
Yeah.
And he committed suicide.
Okay.
In his 80s. And he committed suicide, he said, because he could no longer enjoy the quality of life that he had. He was a person like to hike, like to run, like to be involved.
Yeah.
At his age, you can no longer do any of that anymore. So his attitude is, if I cannot enjoy the quality of the life I want. He was saying, I don't want...
Okay, you can't generalize. You can't judge a person. But generally speaking, Chazal don't agree. Generally speaking. Just because you don't have a quality of life does not give you a right to reject Hashem's gift of life. There are extreme circumstances, okay? There's extreme circumstances where a person is suffering. But just because you can't go hiking, you're going to commit suicide. That's a life to commit suicide.
I'll give you a third example. Years ago, my sister had a friend, and her father, this was years ago, had cancer. And my sister went with the daughter to visit the father. And he was in such pain.
Okay, that's a different story.
And he was begging his daughter to put him out of
bed. That's a different story. When a person... That's a different story. Pain is a different league. Not being able to go hiking and suffering from suffering is a world apart. You can't compare the two.
Well, it's his level of quality of life.
Alright, you can't generalize. You have to analyze every situation, obviously. I'm not saying in Chidushim. Every situation.
Stephen Hawkins. He was he couldn't do anything, couldn't even talk. And his quality suddenly, they got him on computer and he divorced his wife and got married to his nurse.
Yeah, he did that.
That's what happened. This guy was in pain, he couldn't talk, he was a gomish, you know?
Alright. Rashi, the point I want to make here is, if you read the Psukim, it doesn't say the word death. This is a very important point. You read the Psukim, and Eov is open to many interpretations. There's no limit to how many interpretations you can inject into the Psukim. It says, if only Hashem will grant my request, you can fadre the Psukim in many ways. Rashi very clearly says the prayer of Eov was that he should die. Okay, that's what I make that point. You'll find another prayer with him. But and the Mitzudas goes with that theme as well. Yater Yado, Yigadel Yado Bimakoso. Here Rashi says the same thing as the Mitzudas. Not that Hashem should release me, let go, let me naturally die. No. Hashem should give me more. Inject within my bones more poison so that I should quickly perish. Yigadel Yodo, may his hand become great bimakoso with inflicting harm. Kamo hine Yad Hashem Hoya, the Yad of Hashem Hoya was upon the cattle which brought the dever and caused them to die. Vibatseini, vichileini, to finish me off. Kimai betza imroso, betza means to also to finish off. Imroso, Hashem's words were a decree to completely obliterate. Yadav tivatzenu, another example where his hands finish him off, they wipe out the individual. Okay, now we come to Pasuk Yud. Pasuk is an extremely difficult Pasuk. Okay, we're going to go slow. See, he owed Nechemasi. We're going to continue according to. We're going to assume that Pasuk Yud is a continuation. We're going to assume it's relative. It's very difficult, but this is really difficult. We're going to assume now Pasuk Yud is a continuation of Pasuk Ches Sentes. He continues to beg Hashem that he die. Hashem should take his life. So he says, "Usihi od necho mosi." I have comfort. What's the comfort that I have in this life, that I have left in this world, in the time I have left in this world? The only comfort I have is that I can still pray to Hashem that He should end my life. It's like an outlet for him to express himself. This itself is a form of comfort that I can at least pray to Hashem that I can die. And I don't feel guilty. Why don't I? That's also part of the comfort. I don't feel guilty asking Hashem to die. If I was a healthy person and I was a successful person, everything was going my way, everything was going good for me, I just want to give up, I had enough already, I'm tired of living already, and I would pray to Hashem, I want to die, I would feel guilty because I am rejecting the bracha of Hashem. But I'm not feeling guilty because I'm suffering, and furthermore, this is a very important point, I have done nothing wrong. If I was a Rasha, I was an evil person, and now Hashem is punishing me, He's bringing suffering upon me for my sins, then I deserve it. Then it would not be proper for me to ask Hashem to put an end to my life. But I did nothing wrong. Sadik viralo. I have not hurt, injured, caused pain to any creature in this world. I'm suffering for no reason. My life is worthless, and therefore I feel no guilt in asking Hashem to take my life. And this request itself is a form of comfort that I'm even in the least able to make that request. And who knows? Maybe Hashem will be so kind he will grant me that request. That's the basic theme of this pasuk. The words are complex. So sehi usehi od necho. At least I have this amount of comfort. I have a little bit amount of comfort. What's the comfort? Va'asalada v'chila. Now let's translate the words backwards. Chila means trepidation. I'm sorry, the other way around. Chila means prayer. So chila in this context means I pray. I supplicate. I pray. Va'asalada means with trepidation. I come before you, Hashem, with yiras haroimus. Salada comes from the word yad seledespo. Your hand is burnt, scalded. We know that on Shabbos, at what point in time is one over for bishul? When the water, or when the food reaches the temperature of yad seledes. When you touch it, your hand recoils. It scalds. It's burning. When a person is afraid, he moves back. He stands back. So when a person prays v'chila, I supplicate before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'asalada in a state of trepidation. So we read those two words together. V'asalada v'chila. I pray to Hashem with trepidation that, what's my prayer? That lo yachmol, don't show me compassion. Now, it's a very strange expression. What's the word compassion? I'm still alive. The average person would say, look, Hashem has rachmanis on you that you're still alive. That's the way people interpret. Hashem Rachmanis is long. Oh, he's still alive. Called the hospital. He's in critical but stable condition. So as long as he's stable, oh, that means Hashem has accepted our prayers. Hashem has compassion. No. That may be compassion for the people who call on the telephone to know what's going on, but that's not Rachmanis for me, because being in this critical state is painful, and I'd rather not be alive. So enough of this compassion. I don't need this compassion. I don't want this compassion. I want to die. And why? Why don't... Now we have to go back to the beginning of the pasuk. Why is this called a comfort? Why don't I feel guilt asking Hashem to take away my life? Ki lo chichaditi. I did not deny. I did not transgress. Okay, when a person does listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he is in denial. I'm in denial of your commands. I'm not in denial of your commands. Imrei Kadosh, the words of the Holy, meaning Hashem's commands, Hashem's will. Kadosh refers to Hashem. Imrei means Hashem's words, his mitzvos, his Torah mitzvos. I have never done anything wrong. I am a tzaddik. The five words together, ki lo chichadati imrei kadosh, means basically I'm a tzaddik. I did not transgress the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I did not withhold myself from fulfilling His holy words. I'm a tzaddik. I don't deserve this. If I don't deserve this, I don't have to suffer. There's no need for me to suffer. You're keeping me alive, HaKadosh Baruch Hu? No, thank you. I'm moichel your toiva. It's not considered to me compassion. I would much rather die. And therefore, I ask you with trepidation. I'm a vakesh too, like it's as if it's Ne'ilo Yom Kippur. Before Yom Kippur, I mean Mespalik HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem, please, oh, exactly, Hashem, please, have Rachmanis on me. And my version of Rachmanis is to die, not what other people think Rachmanis is to live.
So that's he's saying that I would never say it's time, no Ashgacha Pratis, because
there's no purpose to daven. Eino chanami. So we learned yesterday two perushim. Either eino chanami according to the Malbim. The Malbim explicitly says that Eiv had charata. Eiv came around to the view of Eliphaz. Although Eliphaz was wicked in how he attacked him, but he did accomplish something that he did wake him up to recognize that indeed there is hashkacha pratis in this world. He proved it to him from the fact that it rains, that the Kodesh Baruch Hu provides rain, even though in Alder Chatev it's not supposed to rain. The fact that wicked people ultimately fall and righteous people are never destroyed. He did come around to acknowledge there is a shkacha pratis, but nevertheless, I can't deal with this. I'm not mechuyif to tolerate such a degree of suffering. Or we learn like in the Tzudos that he was just playing games with Eliphaz. Even according to you, that you believe in Ashkacha Pratis, let's say you were right, even if you, I'm a denier. I'm a koifer. There is no Ashkacha Pratis. But even, I'll devil's advocate, even if there is Ashgacha Pratis, I still don't deserve this, and I don't have to take it. I'm not mechuyev to tolerate this degree of suffering. Now let's read the words of the pasuk, a very hard pasuk in the Mesudos inside. Usihi od nechemasi, chazar lenachem es atzmo. Interesting, he's coming to give comfort to himself. He sees that his friends are incapable to give him comfort. And if they can't give comforts, I might as well give comfort to myself. I'll take matters into my own hands. I call my friends to come help me. You don't want to help me? I'll help myself. V'omar, what does he say? Hine, od li nechama ma. I can find within myself a small degree of comfort. Im ki ani nichve bira'ad acharei asher lo yechama lolai, although I am perishing. I'm being burnt. Nichve means to be burnt. I'm being destroyed with terror. After HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I witnessed that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not willing to show compassion. Hashem wants to destroy me. Mikol makom esnachem me'at. I can still find a small amount of comfort. Al kilo monati imre kadosh, that my entire life I did not hold back from Hashem's holy words. I was a tzaddik. Everything that I did in my lifetime, I'm suffering. It's tzaddik v'ra'lo. I have not done anything wrong. The ein li lehisraim al atzmi lomar, and I don't have to complain against myself to say shani goramti li hara mitzad ha'oinish, that I'm guilty. That is my comfort. My comfort is I'm suffering for no reason. Okay, that's how he gets. So he doesn't say that. He's very, very mekatzer in his explanation. Now look at Rashi. Rashi
doesn't say that he's misfollowed.
Okay, so he's leaving out that part of the interpretation, but the word, the symbol, the word we have, he's not translating for us the word the chila vasalada, the mitzilusi. It's very bizarre. He leaves out the translation to these the explanation.
Well, if you look at mitzilusi, it's also he's talking about inyan chima mukviya.
So you want to say, see, oh, okay, you're right. Let's take a step back. I really said another parish. What he seems to be saying is, Usihi od nechamasi. Okay, let's forget what I said before. We'll come back to that interpretation. I have nechama. Vasalada v'chila. Although v'chila means destruction, not prayer. According to the Mitsudos, chila means terror. Okay? Chila, not my terror, and vasalada is heat, bitter suffering. Okay, so we will loosely translate vasalada v'chila, lo yachmol, Hashem as the Rachmanis, I suffer bitterly without any, Hashem does not show any compassion, but it's a nechama to me. I don't deserve it. Kiloi chicharti imre kadosh.
He doesn't deserve it.
Yeah, I don't deserve it. That's the comfort. The comfort. Look at the end of the Sudos. Mikol makom esnachem ad al kiloi monati imre kadosh.
I don't deserve it. He says, my nechama is that I did, even though I'm in this situation where he's not having rachmanis, he's giving me pain. Lo monati, I didn't stop.
Loi monati in the past.
No, now I didn't stop.
Go further. Read further. The ein li lehisraim al atzmi. There's no need for me to complain against myself, to look back and criticize myself. Loi mashani goramti li hora mitzad ha'oinish, that I brought this upon myself.
You have to understand the past. He knows what he did.
Yes, he does. He does. He's a very wise.
No, this is a case where if someone is chas v'chalila, he's paraplegic, he's in a coma, he's 20 years in a coma, one of the reasons not to pull the cord,
yeah,
even if he's in pain and he has sores and all kinds of makashkin and whatever coming up, but you don't know that in his mind he isn't being misfouled, the ikare, I believe in Hashem, I believe Hashem doesn't have a tzura, he can be mekayim three of the shloishasei ikrim.
In the future.
In his machshava, but I'm saying.
So you want to say that in the future, you say that I accept upon myself.
I have no problem, give me all the pain, don't have rachmanis in me. Because when you say to Hashem, please have rachmanis and kill me, so then you're going to say, Hashem, you see, Hashem listens to me. He was mekayim what I wanted. I'm a tzaddik, he killed me because I wanted to. Who are you to tell Hashem what to do? So his only nechama is that no matter what's going on, he can't stop me from those machshavas of that Hashem hu elokim. You
okay.
have this famous story of a guy who was in Auschwitz. He was with his son, and he, the last minute they took his son away. He goes to food, they take his food away. Everything goes wrong, and he turns to the sky and he says, Hashem, you want me to give up and to commit, run into the gate, into electric wire. I'm not going to do what you want me to do.
It's a very high level. It's a very, very, very high level.
You know,
okay, so you want to say in the future, I hear you saying something very nice. You want to say that although I'm in this bitter state of suffering, Hashem, I still love you.
Right.
I still love you.
Right.
I'm not going to reject your holy words.
Right.
I have emuna shlema. Okay, that's an interpretation. But seemingly, but on a similar level, if we want to read the words of the Mitzvah on a similar level, he's saying the nechama that I have is I didn't deserve this. That is, this is a form of nechama. Hashem is bringing upon me Yisum for whatever his reasons are. At least I know. I can be certain I'm not deserving of such a form of suffering, and I'm.
See that in the church,
look at the last words of the Mitzvahs. Shani goramti li hara mitzad ha'oinish, the punishment. Right now, I'm in a state of.
How do you learn the Rishonis of the Mitzvahs Tavitz comments? I'm more in line with what Meir just said.
I have a small degree of comfort. Alo monati imre kadosh. I did not hold back from Hashem's holy words. When? Now? In the future? Now? Or in the past?
Still loyal to Hakadosh Baruch Hu.
At this point in time? Okay.
You're not saying in the past I stopped.
The ainli lehisrei malatzvi shloima shani goramti li hara mitzadosh. I brought this upon myself. Okay, Shalom Aleichem.
Shalom Aleichem.
Welcome, we've missed you.
Really?
How have you been?
I am going to another kollel.
You're in another kollel?
The competition.
Yeah, you see. You go to the competition.
I didn't know that okay. I was with them.
And they went out of business. What?
We worked with them for 9 years. It's time for a change.
Okay, welcome. It's good to see you back. We were worried about you. Okay, let's look at Rashi. Rashi, let's see Rashi. Rashi pasikurus. He oided oide chamasi. He oided zosli l'nechama. Let the following be a source of comfort. Vasalada v'chilo v'lo yachmo. Vavakesh. This what I told you was Rashi's perish. Okay, what I told him. Rashi learns that the word asalda v'chilo is not a recognition of the state that I am in, but rather it means the nechama I have is my ability to pray. My ability to pray without guilt. If I was a healthy, successful person, and I just had enough, I can't go hiking anymore, I can't play tennis anymore, I can't play golf anymore, and I would say, enough, I want to die, I would feel guilty. Because Hashem granted me life, what I have to, every single moment of my life has to be full of excitement, entertainment, then I would feel guilty. But I don't have that kind of life. I have a miserable life. Therefore, I have no guilt in asking Kadosh Baruch Hu to take my life. Vavakesh mimenu selicha, shelo yachmal. I ask Kadosh Baruch Hu forgiveness. So v'chila means to pray. And I pray to Kadosh Baruch Hu with in a state of trepidation, which Rashi over here is saying slicha, maybe with slicha, which means politely. Shelo yachmol, Hashem should not have compassion milivatz einif. Hashem should not withhold himself from finishing me off. Va'ani einimot silo dimyam b'mik. Rashi then goes on to say that the word vasalada has no equivalent in the entire Tanakh. I searched the entire Tanakh with my computer, and there is no equivalent to the word vasalva. Zulasi b'loshen mishnah, loshon yorei v'doyek. The only thought place I find the word is in loshon mishnah, the word to be afraid, v'doyek to be worried. Shayad soledes bohen milichvois b'roischen. That a person's hand is scalded, or you recoil from coming in contact with a hot item, so that it should not get burnt in boiling hot water. Kolaymar eschoylel. I pray, I supplicate, b'de'oga uvichila bakashaza, with fear and trepidation, the following request. What's the request? The request of lo yachmol. Hashem, enough. Don't show upon me compassion. Take my life. Let me die already. And I don't feel guilty about this. I have comfort in this request because I'm a tzaddik. Ki lo chicharti imrei kadosh. Ki lo chicharti. Right next Rashi. Lo chasarti amarov milikaimon. I did not deny his words from being fulfilled. I fulfill the words of the Torah, the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and I don't deserve this. Okay, powerful stuff. Two interpretations, Mitzudos and Rashi. Now, where do we exist this very practical expression? Where do we have this nosach? The word asalada v'chila. There's one thing you remember today. Remember, Ni'ila. At the end of Ni'ila, Enkas misaladecha. Okay, so most people, this is like a high point. It's a high point in the slichos. In fact, some of them have a different, they have a special, where I daven, not I daven different places over the years, but one of the main places I daven, when every day they say the slichos, zachar, and they say goyel chazak, yeah, kodesh, everything has a certain niggun, there's a consistency. But when it comes to enkas misaladecha, so they change the niggun. Why? Who has more emotion, more expression. Now what does it mean? Enkas means the cry of misaledech, of the people who fear you, it comes from this pasuk. We'll learn soon like Rashi, the people who are afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of Yiras HaRoinimus. That is the ultimate prayer. The person just prays lip service, that's not much of a prayer. When a person prays with trepidation and yiras haroinimus, that is a prayer which HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepts, talmid, and enter lufnei chiseich v'odeh. Okay, so this is where it comes from, so now you know the big secret. Most of the nusach ha-tfilah, like 99% of the nusach ha-tfilah comes from Tanakh. It comes from extractions of psukim and expressions in Tanakh. Unfortunately, we don't learn that much Tanakh, so we don't really know where it comes from. But here is where it comes from. Okay, and by the way, this only works according to Rashi. According to the Mitzudos, Mayin Zelazeh. According to the Mitzudos, the word Vasalada V'chila has nothing to do with prayer. According to the Mitzudos, means the Nechama is the fact that I suffer with intensity. Asalada means heat, and the chila means ra'ada, terror. The fact that my suffering is bitter, therefore, with ad kedei kach lo yachmol, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu has shown me no compassion, therefore, it's a nechama that I don't deserve it. That has nothing to do with the expression that we say on by Ni'ila.
No, it could mean and kas misalda, but this is the zaka of the people who are suffering.
I had to learn it. That's Enkas misaladecha, the people that suffer from Yisurim. Enkas misaladecha, how are you saying? He's saying there is interpretation. That people who suffer with Yisurim, people who live miserable lives and don't complain, ta'aluf nechisecha v'decha. I hear what you're saying, interesting. Okay. Article translates it as Rashi does here. May the outcry of those who praise you. That's really like neither. Misaladecha is not a praise. They translate the word misaladecha to mean those who praise you. Where do they get that from? I don't know where that comes from. Enkas means pray. Misaladecha, according to Rashi, means not praise in our pasuk. Rashi is very clear. Those who pray with da'oga and fear. People who pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu with fear, trembling. Eov is saying, according to Rashi, I pray to you with fear that you should take my life. I know my prayer is controversial. I know that in the 21st century they're going to analyze this. Is it the right thing to do to be mispalel to die? So it's a prayer that is a controversial prayer. I'm afraid to even make such a request.
It's not even asking to die. He's saying, don't fit in me and stop the natural sequence.
Same thing.
No, there's a big difference.
Lo yachmol, don't show compassion. But Rashi l'shitasa, you're staying good, but Rashi l'shitasa takes the word, go back, yater yado. What you're saying touches upon a much bigger issue. What exactly are you allowed to pray for? Hashem should cause me to get a new infection. I'm in the hospital, and I'm suffering. And I'm going nowhere. So you know what? There are two ways to die. They can pull the plug, and I'll just die. Or I should get an infection. I should get an infection. Hashem should give me a new tzara, which will bring about my death. That's the nafka mina. That is the nafka mina in the translation of Yater Yado. We both, Rashi and the Mitzvahs, translate the word Yater Yado. May you open up your hand and give me something new, something more to put an end to my life. Inject me with whatever, some more poison. According to the other version, the Malbim says Yata Yado means, like what you say, you're not allowed to be mispalel, they should get an infection. You're not allowed to be mispalel, you should get another problem, another disease. Just stop the artificial form of keeping me alive. You're holding me back from dying l'malim derech hateva. Enough of this. Just let me go naturally. So Rashi Lishitasa says, no, Yata, he's being mispalel to give me more. So then when it says, V'lo Yachmo, do not show compassion upon me, Adraba, give me more suffering, give me a quick end. Okay, so we have over here three interpretations. We have interpretation of Mitzudas, we have interpretation of Rashi, and now we have the English art scroll that says here, means the outcry, he types Misaledecha, of those who praise you. Where does that come from? Okay, there must be some other interpretation. May the cry of those who praise you enter before your holy throne. That is how it's translated here, yeah.
Is it better to do it Hashem b'simcha or be crying and with this?
Eve is not in a state of simcha here. we have to deal with the situation. The situation is not...
In general.
Of course, Eve du'as Hashem is simcha. That's an ideal, but the world doesn't always work with ideals. You have to deal with the situation you have. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Oh, he's really the simcha. I don't know. It doesn't say that here. It doesn't say. Okay, let's go a little further. Now, Eev now goes back according to the Malbim. Eev says to Eliphaz, "All of your words are nonsense because there's no hope for me. If I would, there's a possibility that I'll just suffer it out in just a time period for 6 months. I'll suffer and then I'll be healed. Then you're right. It's kedai to be quiet. I'm suffering for my sins. Be quiet and look forward to the good things. But there's nothing to look forward to. This is a very big problem in life. When you don't have what to look forward to, then you lose hope. Ma koichi ki ayachal? What strength is left in my body that I have ayachal? I can yearn. I'm looking forward to a simcha. All of my children died. My body is full of pus and pain. It's not going to get better. So what koyach do I find within, what moral strength do I find within myself that kiyayacha, that I should yearn for something good? Umakitzi, what is my end? Meaning that how much longer will it be until my end comes? We'll see the mitzvahs in a moment. Ki arich nafshi, that I should yearn for them, my neshama, to be long. Arich means to prolong my life. What am I prolonging my life for? What's the end? Where am I going with this? How much longer do I anyway have? Let's take a look at the mitzvahs. Pasuk Gidalef. Uma koichi. What is my koich? Ata chozal lohashiv al mashu amar lifas. Hine b'michoiv hayisurim yimroi ke'ovan. What did you tell me? You told me in the previous parakim, in previous speech, that through sin, through suffering, a person's sins are purged, and the yiske acharis. Those were his words. Yiske yesha, and you will become great with salvation. Elifas, nonsense. There's no salvation for me. The suffering will bring about my death. So how dare you tell me I should just suffer it out and that's going to be good for my end? My end is death. Eiv says to Lifaz, "Ma koichi ki ekave l'tov. What strength is there left in my body that I should yearn for good? Haloi kvar tosh koichi. My strength is sapped, ad meod, very much. Ad shei efshar li lachazor le'esani. It is impossible for me to return to my previous strength. So there's no purpose in this. Umakitzi. Now this is a hard expression. Mahu keitz yomai. What are the end of my days? What's the end? What's going to be at the end of my days? That I should yearn to extend la'akev nafshi etzli. Now that's a hard expression. Ratzulaymar halay me'at yimei ha'adam. A person's life is short. Umal li b'toiva, what good will I have at the end of my last days? Asher tovo la'achar zman al yamim mo'otim, that will come after. Asher tovo la'achar zman al yamim mo'otim, on a few days. I'm not exactly sure. My remaining few days. What do I have left? So my kates, what am I? Why should I accept the suffering?
Why should I delay the inevitable?
Okay, good. Very good. Very good. Very good. Why should I delay the inevitable? Well, let me just bring an end my kates. What end do I have to look forward to that I should want to arich, to extend the existence of my neshama in this world? Pasuk Yud Beis.
Doesn't it mean that I have no seva tova?
I have nothing to look forward to. In Pasuk Yud Aleph, the Iyov says, I have nothing to look forward to, and my death is inevitable. So why should I accept this and fight? Why should I put up a fight and accept the Yisurim? I would much rather give up and let my neshama depart, and even more than so, I should be mispalel to Hashem that it should bring a quick end to my existence. Pasuk Yibetz, Im koyach avon, im koyachi. Do you think I'm made from stone? Do you think I'm not that kind of material? Im bisari nachush, is my flesh copper? Copper is something which is very strong. My nachoshes.
It's a play on words.
Is my koyach is not made from stone? My koyach is not stone, and my flesh is not copper. Pasuk Yud Beis in the Mitzudos. Im koyach avonim v'chi koychi ka'avonim v'chi baser chazaka kinechusha. Asheucha loses machovim. I'm able to go and to deal with machovim ka'elu v'lachzul lekadmusik, to deal with these pains and to be restored to my health. It's impossible. This is nonsense. Okay, what does Rashi say? Rashi pasuk yud aleph ma koychi. Chozok lispol is my strength, strong to bear this suffering. Ki ayachel, that I should yearn. Ki amtin od yom refuah, I should yearn, I should wait for a day of healing. O ad yom misa, or to the day of death. What am I waiting for? I'm waiting to be healed, or am I waiting to die? Ayachel kmo vayachel od denoach. He waited. Noach waited until the water subsided. Uma kitzi, uma toshav kitzi, what value is my end? The chazak ki yachel, ki yachel ki lo uchal laharich kitzi milispa. I can no longer bear the pain and try to extend my life. Nafshi hu yetzer tavas adam. Nafshi means a person's desire, his will. The kamukamos kmo im yesh es nafshechem, if it's your will. Okay, next pasuk. Ha'im ein es rossi. And this is a very powerful pasuk. Pasuk Yud-Gimel now touches upon the core of what's coming for the next, till the end of the parak. He basically says that you're good for nothing. He says to Eliphaz that you're of no help. You and your two friends have traveled farthest from a far place to come to give me comfort, to be a help, to be a source of comfort. But the truth is, you're of no benefit to me. Hayim ein ez rasi bi. Is it true that there's no one to help me? This sushia, is it really true that sushia, salvation, nitcha mimeni, is distance from me? In other words, there's no one out there that can provide for me comfort. I'm not asking you for a refuah. You're not a doctor. Doctors I have. The best I can ask from you is to give me some words of comfort. And you have disappointed me. You're not available. You're not able to help me in this matter.
Is it pure?
Usushia. Okay, let's take a look. Beloshim yesh. Yesh means something, and it depends on the context. Look at the mitzudas. The mitzudas pasuk gimel hoim. Let's see the mitzudas. Pasuk yud gimel. It's a very important pasuk. In the art school, Iov, he spends a lot of time on this pasuk, and he keeps on coming back to it. And the entire parak, the next parak, keeps on referring. Rav Eisenman, he keeps on coming back to this pasuk over and over again. He really learns that this pasuk is the cornerstone of what is coming in the next two prakim. Ha'im, In addition to the pain, the physical pain that I suffer, should also come upon me. There should not have any assistance. What is that? Here are the key words. Tanchumos ohavim. I need a friend. That's what I need now.
You're making it worse.
I need, this is a very powerful thing, and this is, like, I took a course in rabbinic training, and they tell you, you go to visit people that are sick in the hospital, all they need is a good ear. There's nothing you can do. You're not a doctor, you can't solve any of their problems, but what people need in the state of illness at the end of life is they just need someone to give them a small degree of comfort and encouragement and to be there with them. That's all they need. So here, that's what he's basically saying. My life is over. You can't begin to imagine how much I suffer. There's no hope. I have nothing to look forward to. All I want is someone to sit with me and give me some comfort. And instead, I have you, Eliphaz, and you tell me you're a Rasha, you're going to die, and you deserve it, and you're a Koifer, and you should rejoice, you think you're greater than God. You're a monster. You're a monster. What I need now is someone just to give me some comfort. This pasuk, according to Rav Eisenman, is the yesod of the entire Sefer Eif. One more time, Chigam Zos Yavali. In addition to losing my children, to losing my possessions, and in addition to my physical pain, I also have to be denied someone to sit and give me a few words of comfort. Someone has to curse me out. Zos Yavol Shelo Yebi Ezema Haroy Atali, which I'm deserving of. And what is that? V'hi Tanchumos Oyhavim, the comfort of your loved ones. Next words of the Mitzvah of Visoshia. He repeats himself, "Chi yihi nitchem imeni kol ma asher yesh im machshavosai." Everything, the little bit of self-esteem that I have, im machshavosai ki tischak al amorai, that you, Eliphaz, should come and laugh at me and rebuke me, v'tilag lomo, and mock me when I say there's no hashkocha pratis. Just, it's none of your business, my religious beliefs at this point in time. Just sit and nod your head and be there with me. That's all I need at this point in time. And instead, you come, you give me mussar. Let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Yigimlo im ein ezrasi bi lashon tema hagam zos tavoy olai." Should this also be come to me? Another more suffering. She ein ezrasi bi ois, that I have no one to help me. Oisam reim, those friends. Shahoyuli as lazreini einam ezrasi, the friends that should be here to give me comfort, they're not here. They're not giving me comfort, but instead they're giving me mussar. V'soshia nitcha, eitza shel yayatzim, the council of the counselors. Nitcha mimeni, shekomo alai, the chutzpah, you have to come here and give me mussar. You stand up upon me, lahaknit, to go and provoke me, v'litchois, and push me over the cliff, and to give me mussar, and to tell me I'm a Russian, I deserve what's happening to me, and tell me I'm a koifer, I also have to suffer. So that is how he rebukes his friends. And then he goes on, Pasuk Yudal, we have to stop here, because he doesn't have a Pasuk, but then he goes on to say, you're denying, let's read it, we'll go over again tomorrow, but just the basic thing, Lamas Meireyu Chosed V'yira Shaka Ya'azov. You are denying, your behavior is the ultimate denial of Chesed. Man was put into this world to bestow kindness upon his fellow man. What you are doing is the ultimate form of denying chesed. By giving musa to a person who is suffering, lamas means to deny. Meri'eyu, from your friend, chesed. And by doing so, you know what you're doing to me? You're causing me to lose the little bit yirashman that I have left. Right. Obviously I've fallen. Obviously my suffering has caused me to fall from my exalted level of yirashamayim. I'm now a shtickel apikaris. I'm denying the hashkocha pratis. Yeah. But at least I'm a believer. At least the zepis, there's something there. And now you want to take even that away from me. How are you going to take that away from me? By giving me musa. Stark at Atayah. You're a koifer, you're a Russia, you deserve it.
It's happened to you because you have problems with Sinias and the Shabbos. You're going to burn in hell.
Don't get him started. Okay, so we'll pick up tomorrow with Pasuk Yudal, where he continues this.